Blog Talk Radio.
How are you today? Hi, first of all, I'm well, so you can your health. What do you want for? We go for a lot of things. Of course, good health, security, we go for our hair, food, everything. During the coronavirus pandemic, they had to rethink a lot of things. Priorities have changed a lot of that for a lot of us. And we made some adjustments, made changes that we think differently. But this isn't going to last forever. And I always like to wonder, what are you hoping for? Am I out of this? When I was preparing for this, I kept thinking of First Hebrews, chapter 11. The first verse to all the patriarchs and matriarchs before Christ. You know, they believe that there was a Savior. Believe that life will get better. I enjoy reading these stories of people who came up poverty or in dire situations that such as a foundation. And they had hope for a better life. And they did the things to do they need to ensure a better life. One thing Damon will be change all the earth, change not only the earth, but even change the lives. And I look at the situation that we're in now with the coronavirus, and if you're asking me what we hope for, of course we hope for the end. Well, that's why I think this was one of the joyful times. Get to Easter, but kind of like the fulfillment of what God has accepted in all scripture. Christ is the one holy one, such a holy Easter season in the Easter story. But we all have our dreams, we all have our hopes, we all hope for the better. Now, there are some things that we probably will never see who they are. It's gotten better, but it could be better. Now, I'll probably never see that day when it comes, but I'm hoping for it and I'm praying for it. I know I'll never see it happen, but I just pray that it will happen. As far as the situation goes, yeah, I just pray that it will be over. Other thing I pray for is people the old ways of doing things, if you know how to come back, there will be different changes. You know, it's one thing I can say for, and I hope for people with different minds in their lives. Because, you know, life changes. One thing about change, it's constant. Probably either we've never done in our lives, or we used to do it, and we're still can do. One of the things I see is that people planting and growing their own food. And the other things that I see is people learning everything on the computer. Zoom is quite popular. There's a city where meetings, you can see shows, virtual shows, via Zoom. And it's been a blessing. I'd say, yes, even though we don't have to sit in contact, get to see a lot of my friends. So it's a physical contact. It's a way that we keep in touch and stay in communication. But one thing about it, faith, one thing I know with God is that faith is what makes us pray. We can have things that we ask God about, we pray about. So we often have hope for better days. Then we get to the scripture. Yeah, not only hoping for something, but believing that it will happen. One thing to hope for things to say is that we think believing that it will happen. Really, we wouldn't have a lot of the invention that we have now. In better than believe that it is possible. You know, we're always going to have your skeptics, your ridicule, but hold on to that firm belief. We hold on to that firm belief. Why? Because we saw something way beyond the natural eye. You wanted to be in about God, you could see. You could see way beyond what we could see. You know, when I became a Christian, I know this is something I never imagined. I mean, those things that you saw a long way before I did. In my transition, you saw that way long before I did. You saw it even before I was born. You see, for a lot of things, each one of us before we were even born. That's the beauty of God, that He's all knowing. And I see in this, during this time, I see fear of other people, you know, some people are skeptical. But I'm hopeful. So I'm hopeful that they see in their lives they can make changes. And one of the changes is making actually grace is to help. I'm pretty sure some people have. They feel that they've made that decision. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. I who were treating them. To the nurses and the doctors and the other medicine. You know, they're hoping, they're hoping that things will get better. I pray for the strength. Whatever we hope for, I believe that it will happen. We believe that we can make changes. Believe that we can change. I believe that through prayer, through work, through where we can change them. And God, when God's in the thing, God can change a lot of things. For the homeless, people will go out and help them in any way they can. I'm hoping things will very hopeful things get better. And I believe things that will get better. like the fantasy of other times to be today, and just generally